Call Radio John. Here we go. Started out of working in the summertime on the docks of the Mississippi Valley Bars line. Soaking towboats on those long hot days, getting half days off, sometimes with pay. Became the steamboat captain, he wrote the song to Mark Twain, rolling down the river to New Orleans. Oh, I can hear something coming up around the bend. It's the Julia Bell Swain, both the gleaming and the steaming on in. And it's Radio John standing at the helm, with a wave and a smile, some dark and tall. Thank you.
job. Yeah, baby. We are going to have a few friends come out from time to time tonight. Seems only right. When we first started our band, Newgrass Boys, we played a lot around, of course, the Southeast. And when we got out here and saw these wide open spaces, I said, wow. It seemed to really reflect, and you all still do, to reflect the wide open minds and ready for all kinds of music. And so right now, you know him, you love him, and friends, if there's a king of bluegrass, his name is Del. But for Del McCurry to come out for a couple. Can I have some more Bell's guitar, please? First time I saw Dell was in 1966 at the Roanoke Bluegrass Festival in Roanoke, Virginia. And I wasn't really sure. It's crazy, but I thought his name was Delma for a long time.
I did too.
More Bell's voice too, please. And reason being, the man who was the MC of the, it was his festival, his name was Carlton, and he was from Virginia. And when he introduced him that night, of course the music knocked me out, he said, "Ladies and gentlemen, Delma Curry." I thought, man, I love this Delma guy. He rocks. And he still does, friends. Very fortunate a number of years ago to record the duets with Del on one of my records. And so this is the song that Del sang. It's actually when I got the Bill Monroe record and read the credits that I realized his name was Del, in fact. So this is the song he sang with Mr. Bill Monroe back in 1963.